Chapter 11 of the fifth book of the Torah, Deuteronomy. Moshe Rabbeinu tells the Jewish people, you should love Hashem and you should keep his mitzvahs. And don't fool around. And you should know, he says, that the things I'm going to remind you of, this didn't happen to, these are not the children who didn't know this, or didn't see this. You saw his mighty hand. You saw this, Rashi says, V'yadaitem hayoyim. Pardon me, the Chumash says, the Torah says, you saw this today, kilei es b'neichem ha'shalei yodu. This is not talking about your children who didn't know, v'ashalei ra'u, who didn't see the musar, the chastisement of Hashem alekechem, es godlei, es yodei ha'chazoka, his greatness, his mighty hand, v'zroya ha'natuya, and his outstretched arm. But rather, you saw this. You saw this all yourselves. You saw this, you saw his signs and his deeds. Asher asa b'yitzhech Mitzrayim, that he did in the midst of Egypt, l'farei melech Mitzrayim, to the king of Egypt, u'lechol arzoi, and to all of his land. You saw this. V'asher asa l'chel Mitzrayim, you saw what he did to the armies of Egypt, l'susov, to the horses, the cavalry, l'richbei, asher heitzif es mei yamsof al pneim, that God overwhelmed the waters of the Reed Sea over them, v'yabdeim Hashem, and they were lost. Hashem destroyed them. Ad hayoyim hazeh, inundated by the waters, they drowned, they disappeared until this very day. What does it mean, ad hayoyim hazeh, until this very day? What are we trying to emphasize here? So the Sephardo says, it's now 4 decades later, 40 years later, Egypt never recovered. The armed forces of Egypt never rose again. In fact, we know historically that the Egyptian society of that old kingdom collapsed, and the new people came and invaded. They're called the Hyksos, and the Hyksos displaced the previous Egyptians, and the Egyptians who enslaved the Jewish people really disappeared forever. So Moshe Rabbeinu is reminding them of all these things. And he says, "Va'asher asa lachem b'midbar, that which God did for you in the desert, ad bayachem ad hamakem hazeh, until you came to this very spot." Rashi doesn't talk about that, exactly what it is, and of course it could be a variety of things. All kinds of amazing events unfolded for the Jewish people in the Midbar. For example, says Ibn Ezra, there was the idea of the man. The manna fell every single day for 40 years. That's pretty crazy. Somebody made a calculation once that to feed 3 million people, using like army logistics, it would have taken something like 22,000 tractor trailers a day to keep 3 million people alive, if you had to, logistically speaking. And this went on for 40 years. For 40 years, 3 million people were eating and sated and survived, and nobody died of starvation. It's unbelievable. It's literally mind-boggling. So this is a miracle. You saw it each and every single day. Ramban, Nachmanides, disagrees with Ibn Ezra. He says that the point here was not simply the everyday miracles of manna that fed the people, but rather you saw how after you made the golden calf, God punished you. You saw when the people were craving for meat and were dissatisfied with the manna. You saw what happened at a place called Tava'era. You saw that because of their lusting, they were swallowed up by it and people died. You saw what happened because of the sin of the Meraglim, of the scouts. You saw all these things. All these things, every time you rebelled against God, it didn't go well for you. Every single time, it, so to speak, ended up turning on you. So Moshe Rabbeinu is trying to remind the Jewish people, so you saw all these things. I'm not telling you something that somebody saw, somebody heard. You saw this. This is all, in today's terminology, it's historical facts. You cannot create historical facts that involve 3 million participants or spectators. What's the first thing anybody will say? Show me. Show me the people. Who did it happen to? Let me speak to them. Today they denied the Holocaust already. It's rampant, Holocaust denial. So people could deny the historical facts. They have always denied historical facts. But it's still historical facts. Nobody has seen Julius Caesar lately. Nobody questions, at least no normal people question, that he once existed. Nobody's seen Napoleon Bonaparte. They don't believe that he exists because somebody has a pair of trousers of his that are hanging in the Louvre. They say, oh, must be there was a Napoleon because a pair of trousers says Napoleon. How do you know there was a Napoleon? What do you mean, how do you know? Because there was millions of people whose lives were displaced by this maniac. So he's a historical fact. Historical facts cannot be changed. Here you have historical fact after historical fact after historical fact. These are all things that were seen, viewed, experienced by all of you. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, he's kind of giving the Jewish people a little finger wagging over here. And he says, V'asher asa lachem b'midbar,
pardon me, Vasha Asal Adasim Aviram, and what he did to Datan and Aviram, Bnei Aliyev, the children of Aliyev, Ben Reuven from the tribe of Reuven, Asher Potsatsa Ha'aretz Espia, that the earth opened its mouth, Vativlaim, and swallowed them up. Ves Bateim in their homes, Ves Aleim in their tents, Ves Kalei Kuma Sheber Aglaim, and all the residuals that were, so to speak, at their feet, Bekerev Kol Yisrael, from amidst all the Jewish people. This is a very odd verse. Because so far, all the things we talked about have been discussed extensively and copiously throughout the writings of the Chumash. However, this is the first time we hear emphasis on Dasan and Aviram being swallowed up. It was really Korach was swallowed up. Why are we talking about Dasan and Aviram? This whole thing sounds very strange. Ramban says that the fact that the man Korach and his people who brought fire or fire pans, the fact that they were swallowed up by a fire, that's not such an unusual thing. That already happened to the sons of Aaron. And anytime you mess around with Kahuna, that's going to happen to you. He says the real emphasis here was Dasan Aviram, who didn't, so to speak, raise a fire pan of incense, who didn't go out of their way to try and mimic and imitate the Kohanim, and yet they were swallowed up. So that's why we mentioned Dasan and Aviram. Let's take a look at Rashi. Rashi says, there's an emphasis here, not just on Dasan and Aviram being swallowed, but rather Bekerev Kol Yisrael, from amidst all of the Jewish people. Rashi says that this is about something that happened in a very public fashion. And it happened amidst the Jewish people. Everybody saw this. So our sages tell us that the people of Korach were not actually necessarily gathered together as one, but rather, Kol Mokeim Shehoya Echad Mehem Boireach. Anywhere one of these Korachites, one of these people who were part of the rebellion, would run, Ha'aretz Nivka'as Mitachtav Ubelatei. The earth would open up beneath him, swallow him alive. Elu Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. These are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. And now Rashi quotes the words of Rabbi Nechemiah. However, Rabbi Nechemiah responded to Rabbi Yehuda, Amar le Rabbi Nechemiah, V'alei kvar ne'emar, it says, V'tiftach, Ha'aretz es piha. In earlier, in Numbers 16, where we have the original narrative of the story, it says the earth opened its mouth, singular, piha, v'loi piyoseha, not its mouths. So there weren't many openings. The earth opened once, and that's it. It doesn't have a plural opening. Amar loy, Rabbi Yehuda said to Rabbi Nechemiah, Umani mekayim, how you'll ask me, how do I explain bekerev kol Yisrael amidst all the Jewish people? Amar loy. So this is what Rabbi Yehuda challenged Rabbi Nechemiah with. Amar loy, Rabbi Yehuda responded and he said, Shanasa ha'aretz midroin, that the earth became sloped. And what happened was, kimashpech, like a funnel. And chol makim shoye echad mehem, any place that was one of these people, all of a sudden, ha'im is galgel, the earth suddenly shifted, and the people kind of rolled down into that one spot where the earth opened up, ubad makim ha'bikia, it came to the place where the earth had opened up, and that's where they got swallowed up. That's basically the meaning of this miracle that Moshe Rabbeinu emphasizes all of the people of Israel saw. All right, so let's analyze this and understand it better. Page Kuf Lamed Hei. HaMefarshim Tamu. The Rebbe begins, opens his commentary here by quoting multiple Mefarshim. Ramban talks about this. The Tzedel Derech on his commentary on Rashi and others. Madua Maskir HaKosov Rakes B'liasim Shal Dasam V'Avirim. Why here do we mention only Dasan Vaviram Veloy as Bliyasa Shal Kairach, not the main protagonist? The Kairach is the man. It's called Kairach's rebellion, not Dasan and Aviram's rebellion. True, Dasan and Aviram were involved. They were involved anywhere Moshe Rabbeinu had trouble. Dasan and Aviram were right at the epicenter. But the fact remains that we know this entire rebellion as the rebellion of Korach, not the rebellion of Dasan and Aviram. Why does the Torah here emphasize only the swallowing of Dasan and Aviram and not Korach and his people, the 250 leads, Rashi Sanhedrin, the leads of the judicial Jewish judiciary? So the Rebbe says, the truth is that the answer to this question is overtly simple. What is the point of Moshe Rabbeinu's mentioning now all of these different miracles? What is he trying to emphasize? There's actually a single common denominator, be it manna that fell, or be it the Jewish people rebelled and were punished. There's a single point that's being conveyed. What's a single point? What's a single common denominator that binds all of the different events that Moshe Rabbeinu mentions here? It didn't happen somewhere quiet. It happened in a very public place, in a very obvious place. Everybody saw this. All faith systems claim to have had revelation. All faith systems claim to have had miraculous events. What's the difference between Judaism's claims and everybody else's claims? Everybody else claims to have had miraculous events that are witnessed by how many people?
One
person, two people. A person said he had prophecy. Maybe he did, maybe he didn't. Trust him or not. It's all basically what you say, it's his word. A person claimed that 100 people got fed from a loaf of bread. How many people saw that? Supposedly 100 people, 200 people. No faith system lays claim to historical facts. Historical facts require enormous numbers. That makes something a historical fact. So something done in private is not a historical fact. Something done in private is what you claim to have done. Something that's a historical fact is something that was witnessed by millions of people. Moshe Rabbeinu emphasizes here the veracity of Torah and the proof that Yiddishkeit and the Torah mitzvahs is the real deal is that everything here unfolded in the most public of fashions. Everybody was there. Har Sinai, 3 million people witnessed mass revelation. You can fool some of the people all the time. You can fool all the people some of the time. You can't fool all the people all the time. You can't have 40 years of miracles that was seen by everybody, and yeah, Moses was basically smoking mushroom. I got everybody else to smoke some of it and made them all crazy. You can't do it. It's impossible. And the emphasis here is, Maimonides says, this is the so to speak, the most solid proof of the truth of the Torah that no faith system can claim to. It's historical facts. Historical facts cannot be created. Historical facts, they can be denied. People deny history. But it can't, historical facts can't be created, especially with Jews, it can't be created. What's the first thing a Jew is going to say? We like to question everything, you know? So you're telling me there was such and such a story? Show me the people. Ah, you're making up stories. I'm not going to buy that. You want me to turn myself inside out like a pretzel? You want me to run my life this and this way? Why? Because what? Because you say something happened. Where's the people? Where's the proof? But it happened. And it happened because of Kol Yisrael. And the Jewish people accepted this, generation after generation. So because the emphasis here is because of Kol Yisrael, in other words, something, Shekol Yisrael ro beinehem, something that everybody saw with their own eyes. They all saw B'liyasim Shalachedin. They saw the way the earth opened and everybody saw the way it was swallowed up. As Moshe Rabbeinu emphasizes here, and then the Pasuk continues, Ki einechem haroya, he says, Kol ma'isi Hashem, your eyes saw all these things. You saw this. All the ma'isi Hashem, God lashed also the great things that he did. And that's exactly, my friends, why he doesn't mention Korach. Because the swallowing of Korach was not bekerev Kol Yisrael. Korach was swallowed, but not in a very public way. What does that mean? The Parshas Korach, earlier, is the origin of this narrative. Shelefnei Me'ura HaBliya, before we hear about the earth opening and these people being swallowed, Omar Moshe LeKorach, we have a documented conversation. Moshe Rabbeinu, Moses, says to Korach, quote, Ata v'chol adoscha, you and all your congregation, Hayu lefnei Hashem, gather before God. Ukhu ishmachtasa, each person should take his fire pan. Then asatem aleim kateris, you'll place upon it incense. Vehi kravtem lefnei Hashem ishmachtasa, each person will come before God with their fire pans. And then the pasuk finishes, v'ata v'aron, and you and Aaron ishmachtasa will come with their fire pans. And we'll see whose incense God takes. That'll be the proof. You say you're a Kohen, you say you want to bring a carbon, no problem. Go for it. Bring a heaping fire pan, pile it up, show up, and let's see what happens. And what happened? Korach took the challenge. He took the Ketores challenge. He said, okay, I believe in my cause. No problem. If that's what you want to do, like it says in the continuation of the narrative, each one took his fire pan. They put the place fire. They put fiery coals, and then they sprinkled the Ketores, the incense, like it's like fine dust. They sprinkled it on it, and then they came with these smoking fire pans. They stood Pesach at the door, at the entrance to the Ohel Moed. Okay, so now, let's think about this. Nimtza, Shebishasa Me'ura HaBliya, when the actual earth opened and swallowed him up, where was Korach? Was he amidst the people? Or was he in the door of the tent of meeting? He was in the door. He was B'Pesach El Mayed. So, Afilu Lo B'Machna Halvim, he wasn't even amidst the other Levites. Ela B'Techa Mishkan, where was he? He was in the Mishkan. B'Makim Shelehoya Ishmol Vadeh, who else was in the Mishkan? Nobody else. It was just the 250 people. Which of the 250 people could come and tell stories about it? None of them. Why? Because they all got swallowed up. So, since the Korach getting swallowed was not amongst the Jewish people, a makim lahaskir. There's no point in mentioning Korach. Who do we mention? Dasan v'aviram. Dasan v'aviram did not come with fire pans. Dasan v'aviram remained back in the camp. And they too were swallowed up. We have the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Nechemia. Did the earth open up under them separately? Did the earth become sloped and take them in that direction? But the bottom line is, here the emphasis is not on what happened, but the public nature of what happened. And as I said, that is the rock-solid foundational proof that Judaism offers that no other faith system can offer. Nobody else lays claim to such a thing, because it's not true. We believe none of it's true. The only thing that's true is Hashem's Torah is true. And it's not based on the claim of an individual, or a collection of individuals, or a group of people who were believers, but rather people who kvetched and complained, doubted, and try to undermine every step of the way. And yet, Moshe Rabbeinu says, you didn't buy into this program. You fought me every inch, and you all saw. You all saw this happen. He doesn't even emphasize Korach. Oh yeah, Korach, a story. Moshe Rabbeinu in some private quarters surrounded by a fence that we didn't see that. Moshe says, no problem. But you did see Dasan v'Aviram. And because you saw all these things, and you know all these things, and so Moshe Rabbeinu goes on in his sermonics, and he says, love Hashem, listen to him, follow the instructions, do what he wants, and in that way, earn his blessings and all of his all the goodness that he has promised you. That, my dear friends, concludes our lesson for today.